Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of CBS Sports Radio here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to a Wednesday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all the great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, the free Odyssey app, and of course streaming live on YouTube, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number to jump on in. 855-212-4227. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. I got Ryan Botcher. I got Moist Mike. Everyone's rocking and rolling with me all the way up until 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. We have a loaded guest list today. Coming up 40 minutes from now, a little college football fix with the head coach at Utah, in Kyle Whittingham, joining us live on the show. At the top of the hour will be Seth Greenberg to break down all the madness that's going to be upon us starting tomorrow in March Madness. And then the final hour of the show at 5:20 p.m. Eastern, 2:20 p.m. Pacific, will be joined by the head coach of the Auburn Tigers in Bruce Pearl, who's going to be stopping by. His squad just won the SEC tournament, and now they are off to the West Coast, Spokane, Washington, where they'll do battle as a four seed up against number 13 Yale, and that game will commence Friday afternoon. I got to start off with a little audio. I don't know why this guy is making the rounds. I don't know why people are taking him seriously. And quite frankly, I don't know why anybody gives a rat's ass with what he says. But here we are, responding to something that the brother of Dak Prescott is saying. I'll play you the audio in just a second. But the drama Dallas choking Cowboys are really the offseason gift that just keep on giving. It's wild. From CeeDee Lamb's family members to Micah Parsons' family members and then Dak Prescott's family members. I've never talked about on this show about more family members, and I don't like to talk about family members because I think it's awkward and I think it's weird, but I've never talked about more family members than family members of the Dallas Cowboys because they just don't shut up since the season ended. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. There is no way that if I was the star quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys after just having an embarrassing finish to my season, that I would allow my brother to not only talk about me, but continuously talk about me, take shots at the front office of the people that write my paycheck, which he did last week. And he said, oh, the Eagles have the best front office in football. How about them Cowboys? And now he's taking a shot. Tad Prescott, who I'm going to start calling Turd Prescott, he's taking a shot at Jalen Hurts, which is a little backwards, because if you're praising the Eagles front office and saying Howie Roseman is the best general manager in football and they have the preeminent front office in football, you would think then Turd Prescott would also be giving his endorsement to Jalen Hurts. But Turd Prescott was on the I Am Athlete podcast, and he was asked about his top 10 quarterbacks, and he decided to take a shot at Jalen Hurts and also pump up his brother. Let's listen up to Turd Prescott.
Pat Mahomes, Dak Prescott, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. I still hold Aaron Rodgers as the top five quarterback. Joe Burrow.
Jalen Hurts?
You said quarterbacks, not running backs.
Ay, ay, ay.
Who was up there? Still hold Matt Stafford up there. Jared Goff has definitely come up in my ranks. That's 9. Matt Stafford. I would actually put Goff above Stafford. And then 10. I don't know if I have a 10th guy. I really don't. Maybe Flacco. I thought he still has a ring to play. You get the Russell Wilson there too, but I don't know.
Turd Prescott is a clown. Now, it's a funny line when he said what he said about Jalen Hurts, but that running back did get to a Super Bowl, something your brother can only dream about. That running back has won an NFC championship game. That's something only your brother can dream about. And also, you can't avoid, like, if you're going to have that material, and that is planned out by Turd Prescott, you need to be able to have your top 10 list ready to go. Because at the end, and we condense the clip, but when you're doing the humming a humming a humming a humming a game, and you can't name a 10th quarterback, and trust me, I love Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco came on this show. We did nearly 1 million views by saying he doesn't deserve to win comeback player of the year. But to name Joe Flacco, and that's the name that you could pull out of your ass to get to 10, it's just ridiculous. But like this whole sequence and this entire clip from Turd Prescott just once again is the Cowboys offseason in a nutshell. This was supposed to be a Cowboys offseason where they were all in. And instead of being all in and bringing in the best players possible, the family members have been all in just making the culture and making the fan base and just talking about the team in, quite frankly, a jackassery way. Now, I'll at least credit that we haven't heard much from Micah Parsons' family after the season ended. We haven't heard much from CeeDee Lamb's family right after the season ended. Like, you get that weak grace period. But Turd Prescott now is clearly just saying things to get a reaction and to keep him his name in the news and just keep on basically grabbing the coattails of his brother and trying to ride them to some fame. So I probably should be above this. I probably shouldn't bring it up, but it's just so tone deaf by him. And you start to wonder if he really does have the best interest of his brother. And it goes back to a conversation that we had the other week, Samter, where I think Dak is just immune to all the circus that surrounds the Cowboys. And even quite frankly, that goes on with his brother, where he knows that there's noise here. And we sit here and we go, oh my goodness gracious, how about this noise? And is it a distraction? I don't think Dak is fazed by it anymore. Maybe earlier in life he was, but now there's no way he's fazed by it. So in one breath, I am actually respecting Dak Prescott because of the way he's able to block it out. But I wouldn't be cool with my family member, my brother, my actual brother, going on a podcast, taking a shot at Jalen Hurts, and once again, just continuing the never-ending news cycle of Dak's name being in the news, and it's really nothing that Dak has done. Like, when Dak doesn't play well in a postseason game, I understand why his name is in the news. But we should not be talking about Dak Prescott on the 20th day of March in the year of 2024. But Samter, here we are, where Turd Prescott is just taking his brother's name, and he's, even though he's trying to say he's the second best quarterback, he's basically dragging it through the mud, because this doesn't get reported as Tad Prescott says this, because no one would know who the heck that is. It's Dak Prescott's brother takes a shot at Eagle star quarterback Jalen Hurts and basically calls him a running back. And it's just, it's a bunch of nonsense.
First of all, what's the deal with the three-letter name Prescott family, Tad and Dak? All right, it's you know, that's the first thing I think of. It's just the names are interesting. It's like Dak, Tad, they seem very similar. But yeah, I mean, if I'm Dak, I come out. First of all, I privately tell my brother, shut the hell up.
But he won't.
But you have to.
But he won't. I agree with you, but he won't.
But you should.
And you know what? Even if he does, not that I know Tad Prescott well, but just the way that I think I know him, I think even if Dak says, hey, shut the heck up, he's not going to stop. He's going to keep on doing this. Because clearly, this guy is trying to grow his following, and he loves to just comment on everything, and he takes the low-hanging fruit, going after Jalen Hurts, going after the front office, because he knows that it keeps his name relevant. I get it. I get what he's doing, but you're not wrong. It's like, you know, I'm not directly comparing him to Jackson Mahomes, but and Jackson Mahomes had like serious things right going on off the field. But there was a moment when we said about Patrick Mahomes, like you eventually got to just tell your brother to shut the heck up and like stop. But it doesn't mean that the brother is going to end up stopping, because once you get a little taste of that fame, you keep on trying to bathe in the fame and the spotlight and all that. But to get to Tad Prescott's point, and you know what, let me be professional here since we are on a national radio network. Let me get to Dak Prescott's brother's point. I won't even call him Tad. Dak, a top 10 quarterback? Dak, the second best quarterback in the league? Not on my list. I know Dak played like a top 5 quarterback this past season, but he's never able to consistently bottle that up and then carry it over the next year when you're looking at Dak consistently in that top 5 conversation. Like, just for starters right now, if I'm giving you my top 10 list, Mahomes is obviously on it. I'm talking about guys before Dak. Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, 2-time MVP Lamar Jackson, C.J. Stroud with what he did in year number one. I was blown away with what C.J. Stroud did. Aaron Rodgers coming back from the Achilles. Heck, I have more confidence in Matthew Stafford and Jalen Hurts entering this season than Dak Prescott and Justin Herbert and Brock Purdy. Like, right there, those are 10 guys. And you could argue maybe a few of them on the back end, like Herbert and Purdy. But those are 10 guys that I think are all better and will all be better in 2024 than Dak Prescott is. And there's an argument on where you could place Dak, but I would take Tua over Dak entering next season. Heck, I would even take Kirk Cousins coming off the Achilles over Dak Prescott entering next season. Like, Dak, to me, it's a wide range. I think he falls anywhere from like 8 on the high end. And then if you want to bottom out, it's probably like 14. You know, he's in that range where there are moments, it's kind of like he's better than Derek Carr, don't get me wrong. But there are moments where like Derek Carr years ago would look like he's about to break through and he was going to be like a top 5, top 6, top 7 guy. And then anytime you start to come around on Derek Carr, which I did not, but anytime people would start to really praise Derek Carr and Derek Carr's name would be in the news and it'd be like, ooh, and ah, here's Derek Carr. He's about to be the franchise quarterback. Faceplant. And Dak is a good quarterback. I'm not saying Dak is trash. I'm not saying Dak is garbage. Dak is a good quarterback. A very good quarterback. But I could give you 10 quarterbacks and make the case that they're better than Dak Prescott. Now, I'm not going to crush Dak's brother for putting him at 2. It's a family member. But it's the arrogance to take a shot at another quarterback in division, in conference, and basically say that guy is not a quarterback when that quarterback in one season, just one season, had a better season than your brother has ever had, where it was regular season success and combined with postseason success. And let me just remind everyone, I know they lost the game, and I know last year the Eagles were 10-1, and then they projectile vomited down the stretch. There was a Super Bowl, even though the Eagles lost, where Jalen Hurts was the best player on the field. And that was a Super Bowl that featured Patrick Mahomes in the game as well. So Dak Prescott's brother can make all these jokes and keep on talking and keep on keeping his name in the news, but the quarterback he took a shot at in less time has accomplished more than his brother, who he believes is the second best quarterback in football. So here we go again, Samter. Death, taxes, and the Cowboys, who haven't played a football game in months, they're still in the news because it's not, it's like, it'd be one thing if Jerry Jones did something. It'd be one thing if CeeDee Lamb did something. It'd be one thing if Micah Parsons did something, or Dak even did something. But ever since losing that playoff game, when we've talked about the Cowboys, okay, when Micah came on this show and made his comments about TJ Watt, but that didn't really have to do anything with the Cowboys. Micah and DeMarcus Lawrence having that little fracture in the locker room and a difference of belief on why they weren't ready for the playoff game. But outside of that, it's been CeeDee's family taking shots at Dak, Dak's brother taking shots at the front office and then other quarterbacks in the NFL, and even Micah Parsons' brother was going after it as well. Like, do we have to get everyone like a Dr. Phil episode or like a, what was the show? The late, great Jerry Springer? Like, do we have to get everyone on the show and get all the family members on and kind of have a therapy session?
Yeah, Maury was more the are you the father stuff. Yeah. But yeah, Jerry Springer. Here's the one thing I will say. We look at Dak, and we always remember the playoff failures.
Sure.
Right? And it's hard not to look at a quarterback when it comes to the playoffs. That's how we judge quarterbacks, mm-hmm. right? Stats, wins, and championships and playoff success.
And sometimes, I'll let you finish, but sometimes the conversation in the postseason is a little premature and sometimes unfair. I don't think it is for Dak in this case, though.
Sure. Now, let's just say this. Over the last 3 years, Dak is 31-14, completing 68% of his passes and averaging 36 touchdowns a year over the last 3 years.
Okay.
Okay. I understand that we judge him based on his failures in the postseason. But those numbers right there are top five quarterbacks numbers right there. Those wins.
And this is why Bill Belichick says stats are for losers, because you could have numbers.
I'm not judging it based on stats.
Wait, but hold on. You could have numbers that suggest that you're a top five quarterback, but then when you actually watch the game, I don't ever consistently say over the last 3 years that Dak Prescott is a top five quarterback.
Is it possible that because of Jerry Jones, because of the Cowboy brand, because of America's team and the expectations of the Cowboy quarterback, that we're a little bit harsher on our judgment and our criticism of Dak than we are with other quarterbacks?
Here's why I
will
say
no. Who would
be
doing the same thing in Miami or Detroit or Atlanta?
Here's why I will say no. Because there is a quarterback that is now in Atlanta, but he was in Minnesota in Kirk Cousins that gets, I'm not going to say gets dragged through the mud as much as Dak Prescott, but a lot of ways that people talk about Dak is the same way that people talk about Kirk Cousins. Phenomenal regular season quarterback, but doesn't get the job done in the postseason. And when I watch football, I think Kirk, even with his postseason struggles, and Dak with his postseason struggles, I would slightly prefer Kirk over Dak Prescott if I had a quarterback for this just upcoming season. So you could have numbers, and I could spin an argument, and someone could be a top five, top 10 player, but then when you look at it, it's like you never feel like they're a top 10 player or a top five player. Like, just top five quarterbacks. And I don't think you believe Dak is a top five quarterback. I know you're throwing at the stats, but Mahomes has to be on there. Burrow has to be on there, and Josh Allen has to be on there. Like, I don't think any of those are close to debating.
And I think you have to put Lamar on there now, two MVPs.
That was going to be the next thing.
You have to put, like, those four, I think, are the top four, and after four, there's the discussion. But now, I think those four have to be the four.
Now, hold on. You mentioned Lamar. Lamar doesn't play for the Cowboys, and Lamar receives just as much criticism for his postseason failures, if not more than Dak does. Because Lamar has also had more regular season success. That was a little tongue twister.
He probably has, to be honest. Let's be real.
But he's had more regular season success. And he's had two MVPs. So it goes around there. That reminds me of a moment when I was interviewing Brett Brown. He's like, oh, we're all starving for sex. And he meant to say success in a press conference when he was the coach of the Sixers. But those four guys, right away, I think you can't even have the argument and the potential argument. And with Jalen Hurts having regular season success and postseason success, he has to be on that list before Dak Prescott. And you know what? I think C.J. Stroud, Aaron Rodgers. Like, I'm just talking about guys in front of Dak. And then you have a guy like Matthew Stafford, who maybe is, like, still the most underappreciated quarterback, where he's always had good regular season numbers. And this was a guy that won a Super Bowl his first year with being in an actual competent organization. So I think there's like 7 or 8 names right away that I have to put in front of Dak. And I could easily, as I have, given you 10 names that I'd rather have over Dak Prescott. Anyway, this is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Where do you rank Dak Prescott? Have you had enough with his brother? I'm all worked up here right out of the gate. 855-212-4CBS. Kyle Whittingham going to join us coming up 20 minutes from now. But when we return, Virginia, maybe you should have slept through their first game of the NCAA tournament in the playing game, because that was embarrassing. I have one thought, and I want to see the selection committee really pay for putting Virginia in, and I think this could continue even though they're done in the NCAA tournament. I saw a tweet last night, as you did have Virginia just embarrass themselves against Colorado State, where we all know that Virginia at halftime only had 14 points. And this isn't like revisionist history where now today everyone's like, see, Virginia shouldn't have been in the tourney. But this was the last 3 days or 2 days, Monday and Tuesday. Ever since Selection Sunday did happen, carrying over to Monday and Tuesday, every single person, Bobby Regan was on this show, and he said he could name at least 6 teams that should have got into the tourney, if not more than that, than Virginia. So sometimes, usually when the committee puts in a team that people don't think belongs, they always find a way to exceed expectations and win that first game. But Virginia last night didn't even have a pulse. And Ben Stevens put out a great tweet to document this. Virginia scored its 14th point of the game at the 9:20 mark of the first half. That was at 9:48 p.m. Eastern time. Virginia next scored its 16th point at the 16:40 mark of the second half. That was at 10:40 p.m. Eastern. That is 52 minutes of real time between Virginia points. That's crazy. And that was as lethargic, putrid, disgraceful of a performance that I can remember in a long time. Like, it's one thing when you get upset and you lose a game, right? Like, we saw Princeton last year as a 15 beat Arizona. It's like, why didn't Arizona go more into the paint? But when you literally have no life and you could only find a way to muster up 14 points, you don't belong. And I don't want to disregard Indiana State. I don't want to disregard Pitt, because you got screwed with Virginia getting in. But really, I hope this is the NCAA tournament that we look back and we go, Big East power. Like, we look back at the Big East and we say, the Big East really flexed their muscles and the Big East really told the committee to go pound sand. And the three teams that can do that are the only three Big East teams that are in UConn, in Marquette, and in Creighton. Because there's no way that a team like Seton Hall, Providence, or St. John's wouldn't have given a better effort if they were extended an invite into that playing game last night. And they all would have been superior than Virginia. And I don't care that Providence lost in the NIT. You know, it's tough to get up for a tournament that you didn't think you should be in. St. John's said they're not going to the NIT. And Seton Hall had 13 wins in the Big East. But that was my biggest gripe with the selection committee, is that UConn's the number one overall seed. Marquette, who looks like they're getting Kolick back, is a 2 seed. And then Creighton is a 3 seed. I understand bids were stolen, but you can't tell me that not one other Big East school didn't belong. It just doesn't make sense to me. So I'm glad, not that I root against Virginia, but I'm glad Virginia embarrassed the committee last night and made the committee get dragged through the mud in the last 24 hours or so, or less than 24 hours or so. And I hope the Big East schools can kind of form together, and UConn is the team to beat. Like, if UConn does not win a championship, right, it's disappointing. But they just won it the year ago. You have a look at Marquette. They're in a tough region. They're an intriguing region. You have Houston there. You have Kentucky. I think Kentucky's going to go to the Final Four. But you look at Marquette, there's no reason why they couldn't get to the Final Four, especially if Kolick's back and he's playing the way that he can. And then You have the biggest question mark region, which is Midwest, which you don't trust Purdue. You don't trust Tennessee, even though Dalton Kincaid is sensational. Kansas's best player and their leading scorer, it's announced he's now done for the tournament and he's not going to participate in the tournament. And then Creighton has a lot of guys that they returned from last year, but it's okay. Can you put it all together? And then Gonzaga's still there. Like, there's a lot of teams that you just don't trust. So I want to see Marquette, Creighton, and UConn go as far as they possibly can and continue to give the middle finger to the selection committee to try to support the schools that should have got in. If you want to make an argument for a St. John's, a Seton Hall, a Providence, and for them to put Virginia in over those three schools, and you could also throw Pitt, and you could also throw Indiana State, it's just an absolute disgrace, and the committee got what they deserve. Having Virginia, because if Virginia were lost a game by 4 points, and it was like 63-60, no one's talking about them today. But the fact that they put up an embarrassing 14 points at half, like I usually wouldn't say, oh, like I could put up more points, but I think my youth league team, when I was in 10th or 9th grade and we went undefeated, and I had a triple-double in points, rebounds, and elbows, or hard screens, I think we could have put up 14 points. Like, ridiculous. 14 points. You could have told me that last night that Virginia only put up 14 points at half. I would have never believed it. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We opened the show talking about Dak Prescott's brother saying that Dak is the second-best quarterback in the league and Jalen Hurts isn't even a quarterback. He's a running back, and he's not a top-10 QB, which is just a joke. We got some reaction on the phones. Let's hit him up. We go to Adrian in Maryland next up on the Zach Yelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Yo, Adrian, what's shaking?
Yo, Zach, what's shaking? Hey, buddy. I'm not going to say Dak is a number two quarterback in the league, but you got to say you're lying to yourself if you think Dak doesn't get more scrutinized than any other quarterback in the NFL. Josh Allen's almost in the same boat. Hasn't got to the Super Bowl. Hasn't won a Super Bowl, and he doesn't get scrutinized as much as Dak.
But he's played better playoff games than Dak Prescott has.
Lamar Jackson, two MVPs, has not gotten to the Super Bowl.
And he gets scrutinized. He gets killed all the time.
Has almost the same playoff record as Dak, and he's not scrutinized.
Oh, yes, he is. You're wrong on Lamar.
What's Lamar? Lamar's like, he's 2-5, something like that?
Yeah, but in the regular season, he plays great, and people always say he can't get the job done in the postseason. But that's what I'm saying.
I thought we weren't talking about the regular season.
Wait, but Adrian, everyone has said for the last 3 years, and I thought it was premature, the sample size wasn't big enough, now it is, that Lamar can't get the job done in the postseason. That take has been out there for a while now.
I understand it, but he doesn't get as scrutinized as Dak does when Dak loses.
How about after the AFC Championship game? Of course he did. He got dragged.
Zach, we're in the March Madness, and you're opening up with Dak's brother? I can't stand the dude myself. Dak needs to say, shut up. But
what do you want me to lead the show with today?
March Madness, Virginia. You just talked about Virginia last night.
Yeah,
but still.
And I'm just going to be honest why we didn't do Virginia right out of the gate. Because if I have a football topic, football's 365. It's number one over any other sport.
I know it's 365. But like Samter said, Dak does get more scrutinized than any other quarterback in the NFL. It's probably because of Dallas. It's because the Dallas name, the brand. But you cannot.
You're a Cowboys fan, right, Adrian?
He's not scrutinized as much.
Are you a Cowboys fan?
Huh?
Are you a Cowboys fan?
You know, I'm a Cowboys fan. But yeah. I'm not sticking up for him. I'm
just saying,
up for him being scrutinized.
You guys think everyone's trying to come out to get you, and you forget when other people are going after other quarterbacks in this league. There have been other quarterbacks.
Are we talking about Lamar? Are we talking about Josh Allen?
We have talked about Lamar enough.
We're not talking about Lamar and Josh Allen like we're talking about Dak.
Lamar, 100%.
We're not talking about them.
Yeah, because Josh Allen's better. Josh is better. He's been better in the playoffs.
Josh,
he at least has been in an AFC championship game. You can't even get to a championship game with Dak.
But we're talking about the Super Bowl, Dak. We're talking about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and when you win more and you still come up short, that doesn't put you number one in the criticism. Like, Philip Rivers got crushed all the time. Let's stop making this as only a Dak issue. Philip Rivers got crushed all the time. Let's go to Brian in Pennsylvania next up on CBS Sports Radio. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, man, I appreciate you for having me on the show. I just want to say that I'm disgusted by Zach's Dak's brother, like, just getting on, just ranting about frivolous things. Like, your brother's a good quarterback. Let him do what he has to do and just lay low, especially after he just got embarrassed in the playoffs last year. And you want to talk about this guy's number two in the league. Come on now.
No, he's incapable of doing that, and he's just trying to get fame, and he's trying to get the spotlight on him. And, you know, it's kind of crazy that Dak hasn't told him to shut the bleep up yet, if we're just being fully transparent. It's kind of crazy that he hasn't. It is Zach Yelp Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll take a timeout. Little college football fix coming to you next. Kyle Whittingham, the head coach of the Utah Utes, will join us. Seth Greenberg going to join us at the top of the hour. And still to come at 5:20 p.m. Eastern, 2:20 p.m. Pacific, Bruce Pearl as Auburn gets set to tip off the NCAA tournament. Their first-round game is Friday up against Yale. Here's Ack.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's anniversary sale with Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases and shop top mattress brands like Stearns and Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
We miss college football.
Milroe stands in. He throws into the end zone.
He caught it.
It's caught by Isaiah Bond in the corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Alabama.
We can't wait for the 2024 season.
Hands it off to Edwards, who will bounce it outside. Got him at 40. Got him at 30. Donovan Edwards is in the clear. His second touchdown run of the ball game. This time for 46 yards. And Michigan has taken a 13-3 lead on the second touchdown of the night from the man who was not tripping.
And we're counting down the days to kickoff.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
I said no.
Are we there yet?
What's wrong with your ears?
Here is your college football fix, only on the Zach Gelb Show.
162 days away from the Utah Utes opening up their season against Southern Utah. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Now joining us is the coach of the Utah Utes. He's been their head man since 2005, and that's Coach Kyle Whittingham. Coach, always great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for doing this, and how you been?
Doing good, Zach. Just got spring ball underway, and we're hot and heavy into it right now. We had our fourth practice yesterday, and so far, so good.
You know, I'm curious what your offseason was like. I know you've gone through changing conferences before when it was the Mountain West and then you elected to get into the Pac-12 and now you guys are going into the Big 12. When you're changing conferences, how does that alter your offseason? Just wondering.
Yeah, we had some things that, we don't usually do, checking travel times and, where we fly into and getting new hotels and all that stuff with all the new destinations that we'll be going to, and that combined with doing research, obviously, on the new teams that we'll be playing. We haven't played the majority of the Big 12 teams with any regularity, and so we've got a lot of, you know, scout work that we need to do. Now there is teams, you know, that we're very familiar with Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, and so forth. So it's not completely new, but there is quite a few new elements to it for us.
Well, I know someone that's not new to your program, but now he's back on the field is Cam Rising. I've been seeing a bunch of videos with spring ball underway. Is he a full go? Is he 100% coach?
He is. He's full go. Now, obviously, we're going to keep him upright all spring and not subject him to anything. But it's great to have him back out there. He's a leader of our football team, and it's just a different feel when he's out there on the field and a different vibe. And it's tremendous to have him back out there running the show. And also is one of his main weapons, Brant Keithy, our tight end, who's such a talent, and we were missing him last year as well. So to get both those guys back out there has been a big plus for us.
Yeah, I remember with Cam, there was moments it seemed like he was close last year to get him back and playing for you guys, and then the announcement came that he was not going to return. Just how difficult is that, knowing your relationship with him and what he means to this program with everything he did go through last year?
Yeah, it was tough during the course of the season, you know, hoping that he would be back and be able to return. And we got to the point where it was so deep into the season that we started thinking, you know what, let's just preserve the year and not rush him back. Not that we would have rushed him back under any circumstances, but just to the point where let's call it good for this season and get him ready for the 24 season. And so that was, like I said, a little bit frustrating at times, but Cam was doing everything he could possibly do to get ready and get back, and it just wasn't quite there yet. And we just followed the medical staff's advice and went the redshirt route. And I'm hoping that we'll be very glad that we did that this fall.
So physically, he's in a good spot. Where is he at, though, mentally? Because that's a different component of this when you look at the physical and the mental side, too.
Yeah, he's in a good place. I mean, he was never out of the mix with us last year mentally. He was out of practice helping out and working with the quarterbacks and being a part of the team. So he was never removed from the team, but it was frustrating for him just not being able to be out there. But as I said, he's back now. He's 100%. He's moving around. He's throwing the ball well. And he's got absolutely no limitations other than the ones that we're self-imposing as a coaching staff.
Talking to Kyle Whittingham, his team moving into the Big 12. He's been the head coach of Utah since 2005. He's here with us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. You mentioned your tight end and Brant Keithy. We know how special of a player he could be for your program. Also had to miss last year because of injury. Take me through how you found out that he was returning, because there was some speculation that maybe his time at Utah was coming to an end.
Yeah, Brant's been in the program for quite a long time, and there was some discussion and some thoughtfulness on his part as to whether or not he wanted to take the next step and try to catch on with an NFL team. But when he considered everything and weighed the pros and the cons, he decided to return for another season. We were elated when he made that decision, because as a coach, I felt that was in his best interest as well. That was the same line of thinking that we were that we had, and so he's coming back, and much like Cam, he's 100% out there at spring, and much like Cam, we're not going to tackle him this spring. I mean, that's something that we'll wait till fall, but he's a weapon for us. Obviously, he's got a bunch of balls here, and he's a team leader, much like Cam. He's one of the captains. In fact, him and Cam were voted team captains about a month ago, and it's great to have him back.
Yeah, I want to ask you about the rest of your team, because I'm sure most people, all they do is just ask you about Cam and they ask you about Brant, because those are the big talking points. You guys have had this thing humming a lot recently at Utah, and you guys have dominated the Pac-12, now going into the Big 12. Some of those Pac-12 teams joining you in the Big 12, and it's shaping up to be a really good conference with all the additions. But what do you want people to know about your team when it's not about Cam, when it's not about Brant, and it's everybody else?
Well, first of all, we've had a pretty good run here, as you mentioned. We've been very consistent through the years, and that really is tied to consistent recruiting. Our assistant coaches have done a phenomenal job of targeting the right guys to get into this program that fit what we do and fit our mentality, fit our philosophies, and that's really what college football is all about. You know, if you recruit well, you're going to have a chance to be successful, and if you don't recruit well, you're going to pay the price, and so I can't say enough good things about our staff and how they've gone about their business in recruiting the right athlete to Utah. We pride ourselves on being a mentally and physically tough team and program, and that's been our calling card for a lot of years. And physical run game, physical run defense, and that's really been our formula, and it's worked. Now, we obviously got to do a lot better job offensively this year than we did last year. We had one of our poor performances offensively last year, but as we talked about getting Cam and Brandt back and with some of the other weapons we have in place, we hope to get the offense humming again this fall.
When you look at your future, clearly you love Utah. You've had opportunities to leave. You haven't. You've been there since 2005 as the head coach, but the sport's going through all these changes with conferences, NIL, and the transfer portal. We've seen some coaches that have been around for a long time expedite their retirement process. Do these changes maybe say the end is near for one Kyle Whittingham, or do you still love this as much as ever?
I love the college game. I love you know, what I'm doing, the passion, the energy that I have at work each day is not changed at all through the years. I can say that the new challenge of going to the Big 12 is it's almost like getting a new job. I mean, it's a whole different set of opportunities, and it's much like when we went from the Mountain West to the Pac-12, about 12, 13 years ago. It was the same feel where, hey, new challenges on the horizon and rejuvenation of sorts. But NIL is certainly put a different spin on things, the transfer portal. But I know it's nowhere near resembling what you and I grew up with college football wise, and it's never going to be the same. It'll never get back to what it was. But that's okay with me. I mean, you just keep moving and changing and adapting. And I think at some point they'll put some parameters on what's going on, particularly in the NIL. But for right now, you just got to be able to navigate it, and even as challenging as it can be, that wouldn't be the primary thing that would drive me into retirement. It's just I'm getting up there, but I still feel like I have a few good years left.
Last thing I'll ask you, Coach, as Kyle Whittingham is here with us, I'm going to ask you about some player that you had to go up against quite a bunch the last few years. That's Caleb Williams, whose pro day was today at USC. You just being a defensive-minded coach, I know you guys fared very well up against USC, but you know the talent Caleb Williams is. How do you think his game will translate from college to the NFL?
I think he'll be exceptional in the National Football League. He's got all the physical tools that you need to succeed. One of the most difficult, if not the most difficult guy to sack since I've been at Utah. And that's a 30-year statement right there. And just his ability to extend plays, keep his eyes downfield, his arm strength. I can see no reason why he's not going to be, like I said, very successful and be a number one quarterback for whoever drafts him right away.
162 days away from the Utes kicking off another season of football up against Southern Utah. He is Coach Kyle Whittingham. Coach, good luck on the change into the Big 12 and good health to your program this year.
Appreciate that, Zach. Thank you very much, and thanks for having me on.
There he is, Coach Kyle Whittingham, joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask us a question. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply tweet your question at CBS Sports Radio or at Zach Gelb using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Unfortunate what happened last year with Cam Rising, where you win back-to-back Pac-12 championships. You have the injury. And then it's like, okay, you're going to be coming back. Then you realize you're not going to be coming back. And now we get to see Cam Rising play one last season with the Utes as they do enter the Big 12. And with Whittingham going through a conference change before and how many Pac-12 teams you do have moving into the Big 12 as well, I think that's a team that could have a seamless transition. And you get your star quarterback and your star tight end back. That's going to be a team that's going to be really alive for this upcoming season of college football. And I guess you could say, if you want to give, I know it's a way too premature dark horse Heisman candidate, and I don't even know what the odds are, to be fair, but let's say Utah wins the Big 12 this year, and Cam Rising, he could be a dark horse candidate for the Heisman, right? They were going to make a big push for him and thought they were going to when he returned, and then you had the whole injury, and then, okay, he missed all last year, But that's going to be the biggest thing for me. And I know Coach said he's 100%. But when you get back on the field, how much are you thinking still about the injury? And Cam Rising, he's just a warrior, dude. He's like one of those classic college quarterbacks. I could see him having a monster redemption season this year, getting back into play. All righty, Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. We will go from college football to college basketball. When we return, one of my favorite analysts, longtime friend of the show, the coach, Seth Greenberg, going to stop by. Does a great job at ESPN. We'll get his reaction to Virginia's dud last night. Only 14 points in the first half. We'll get his final four picks. Is there going to be some redemption for Purdue? And also, is anyone going to be able to take down UConn? We'll have that conversation for you live in 5 minutes with Seth Greenberg. Still to come, Bruce Pearl, who's back in the NCAA tournament, SC champions with the Auburn Tigers. They go up against Yale on Friday. Bruce Pearl will join us in the final hour of the show as well.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.